In this service, it's always good for us to bring the children forward, ages 3 up through 6th grade, children's message, and it's based on the epistle lesson. It is so good to see you, and up close. It's nice to have you here at worship and able to join with us and with your parents in every Sunday. For us, worship is normal, right? Do you know how hard your moms and dads work to try to find normal? They would just like a normal meal or a normal night. They just want something to go nice and steady, right? Is that the way life is? Steady? Smooth? Not really. A lot of times it's difficult. You go to new school, new class, and it's tough, isn't it? To make your headway, you got to work and you got to strive. And sometimes it is difficult. Did you know that there's a normal that's better than what we have now? Did you know that we're actually passing through towards normal in eternity? That you aren't just born here, but you're born into forever? That's what happens when grandma, grandpa, a friend is done here. They're born into eternal life. They get to go on, and the real normal that God designed for us is up there. And it's that that helps us find and discover our way through this world. Now, what I'm talking about is this. In our epistle, it says, we're not just citizens of America, Americans. We're citizens of heaven. That means that we know a God that is ruling from above, not just the name Trump, right? There's somebody who is over all of us that is a loving God. And there's something else about that normal that is still ahead, the normal called eternity. There is a real goal that we will grow until we reach that point when God has prepared a place for us. And that's really what this life is to keep growing in your faith, to hang on to what you have already been given, but you'll need to learn it better, get a hold of it better, so that when you are ready, he can transform you to be like him. That's the place we see it the best, isn't it? Jesus dies as one of us. He goes into the grave, but then he comes out completely different. He comes out glorified. Now let me tie this together. Your parents will know that this isn't Johnny Carson's brother. They probably don't know who Johnny Carson is. Do you know who Ben Carson is? Ben Carson was a presidential candidate just not that long ago. He's an African-American doctor who became very famous for his surgery. It was a first of its kind, pioneer surgery at Johns Hopkins University. Do you know what he did? He separated a pair of conjoined twins. What does that mean? It means that when you're a conjoined twin, you could have your bodies could be connected here or here. And in this case, they were connected at the back of their skulls. They actually shared a brain. In other words, they had two brains, but their brains were woven together, the back of their heads together. Can you imagine how much that set of boys that wanted to be normal? Can you imagine trying to get up with another person on your head? That's pretty tough. Usually conjoined twins don't last long. And so this doctor worked and studied and did everything he could to see if he could rescue them, separate them so they could have a normal life. They went into surgery, came over from Germany. It lasted almost a whole day, and he succeeded. He kept them alive, and they are now growing. They're still alive today, and that's been a long time. What's amazing is how they got their normal life because somebody was able to help them. And that's exactly what we're here for, is to learn that God is creating a new normal for us. He sent his own son into the world to change everything, that when we meet Jesus face to face, he will be the one that transforms us into that better person we really are. Beyond is better. And that's our goal, isn't it? One day to be beyond with God, with our family, forever. You may return to your seats.